Hello, everyone, and welcome to Profane Argument Podcast, a.k.a. the Soaring Eagles of Freedom, for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. My name is Ray, and along with me are...
I'm Karen.
I'm broke-ass Jared.
This is Ian.
You know, you mentioned one vacation. On this podcast, we talk about news, politics, and religious nonsense and give our opinions from a secular point of view. If you'd like to join in on our conversation, you can sign up on our Patreon page, which will allow you to chat with us directly while we record on Discord, Tuesday nights right around 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't do that, you could still post something to our Facebook page or tweet at ProfaneArg. This week, we've got, a few follow-ups, a lot of new state news, and some stuff about...
It's Super Tuesday.
It is Super Tuesday. I don't have anything on Super Tuesday.
Who the fuck cares? It's the same two old honkies that it was 4 years ago.
It's a super meaningless Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
I saw a New York Times article that was, here are the 9 races to watch this Super Tuesday. And the first line of the article was, we don't expect any major changes.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to stop reading.
Right. The only thing worth watching today is Adam Schiff trying to get that Senate seat.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Right.
Beyond I enjoyed that, watching Kristen Sinema quit after losing.
That was nice. Yeah.
What? She lost and quit?
Oh my God, did she lose? She got 22% at the bottom. She got less than Carrie Lake.
Wow.
And then she was like, you know, I can't fit into a box. I quit.
I guess the only contest on the Republican side was Vermont is still a little up in the air. Evidently, Nikki Haley was neck and neck with the Trumper.
Going for D.C. and Vermont? The ticket.
Yeah.
She's just staying in case he dies. Like, that's really all this is about, I think.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It's that, and she's also money committed for a while.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
But she did rumble that she might not keep her pledge, though, to support the nominee.
Yep, she said it in public.
Yeah.
So, possibility. We're not going to know anything about Schiff during the show, though, because the polls don't close in California until 11 Pacific time, so.
Sure, that's
wow.
Fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That 11. Makes sense.
Well, I mean, I suppose since it's a New York Times article, it could be 11 Eastern, but in any case, we won't be here.
Right. All right, let's start off with, apart from Super Tuesday, we got a question, a wanting of a discussion about, well, from Mike, a listener. Do appreciate the comment. He says, greetings, soulless heathens.
Hi.
Any thoughts on the frequent linking of atheism to nihilism as opposed to Christianity and nihilism? I'd love to hear that discussion. So why don't we start with, since this is about nihilism, the definition of nihilism is it's a rejection of all religious and moral principles in the belief that life is meaningless, that values are baseless, and that nothing can be known.
Hmm.
It's associated with pessimism and radical skepticism. Now, that's, to be honest, that's not what I think. Sure, philosophy of nihilism, sure. But that's not what I think of when I think of nihilism in association with atheism.
I have not heard of it in relation to Christianity.
No.
No.
Right. I guess, yeah, the same setback is the one that I'm having. I didn't know there was a frequent linking. That's not a problem for me. I have never said, oh, yeah, I'm pretty much an atheist. And they went, so nihilism, huh? And I went, no, never have I heard that.
Oh, no. I see where he's getting with that, but go on.
So sure. The movie reference that I was going to make, if you ever see The Sunset Limited, it is a movie starring Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel L. Jackson, just the two of them. It's Samuel Jackson is a Christian. Tommy Lee Jones is an atheist. That's all that they say in the show. But he is a nihilistic atheist. If you want a 2-hour, like, I think it's around 2 hours, a movie about a nihilistic atheist point of view, Tommy Lee Jones brings it. So the idea is, I don't believe in God, and since there is no God, then the universe has no purpose, so I have no purpose. And the whole thing starts off with him apparently trying to kill himself, because there's no purpose for anything. So I think it's hand in hand with atheism, because a lot of people think, well, if there's no God, there's no purpose. And if there's no purpose, why are you, you know, why are you even here?
Why don't you kill your neighbor when his dog poops in your yard?
Right.
Right. Sure.
And my answer to that is because atheism doesn't necessarily bring on nihilism. Like, you can be an atheist and still have wonder of the universe. You can still have a purpose because, you know, within your own life, or trying to make sure that our species continues, you know, you can have a purpose just because there isn't a purpose behind the universe.
Right. Well, and it's a scope and scale question too. In the scope and scale of the universe, we are, you know, flecks of skin. We're nothing. So sure, you can take a nihilistic approach to it. But in the context of my living room, I'm really important. And the context of the love that I have for my friends, that my friends have for me, that's a completely different scope and context. So you can have it both ways. What?
Get me on a long enough drive by myself with a radio that it's not working or something, and I could talk myself into driving off a fucking cliff because of nihilism. Because that always leads me to start going, like, because I start questioning reality in general, where I'm just like, what is the point of anything if this is the case, right?
Oh, sure. Well, each fleeting moment. Life doesn't require a cosmic purpose.
But I just mean on a whole, like, what is the point of reality? And then I start going down the road of, like, really everything is fucking meaningless in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. And, I mean, you have got to, like, catch yourself. At least for me, I have to catch myself, or, like, because if I thought like that every day, I don't know if I'd necessarily kill myself, but I don't know what kind of life I would live. It wouldn't be the same life I'm living like now. I mean, I probably am skirting the edges in my carefree attitude towards certain things, as opposed to my friends, who are a little more regimented. But yeah, you could go into a deep, dark hole and not get out of it.
Absolutely.
So my thought process on that is, like, you know, where you guys are like the wonder and everything like that, which is all fine and dandy. I'm down for that, too. Is I figure if my life really has no meaning, and in the end, when the sun eventually consumes this fucking planet and our solar system's gone and galaxies collide and the fucking universe implodes on itself, just try to have as much fun while you're here as you can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Play as many video games. Go on as many cruises as you want. I may bust balls, but go ahead and do it.
I mean, there's a couple different ways you could look at it, as, you know, the day-to-day of moving on and trying to do something with your life, just because you think that it's a million to one shot that the humans, it's way more than a million to one that the humans came to be to begin with. And the fact that you exist, you should enjoy it while you exist.
Yeah. I think it fits in pretty nicely with atheism, but Jared's point, you can't wander down the cosmic scale of things hole, because that's it's dark down there.
Yeah,
I found a quote, speaking of, you know, the whole it's dark down there, from Alan Moore, the guy who wrote the original Watchmen comics.
Guy? Yeah.
He says, why do we argue? Life is so fragile. A successful virus clinging to a speck of mud suspended in endless nothing. If you have that kind of mind frame, yeah, that's a dark place.
You know, but it's hard for people, especially, I think, in America, to do anything for yourself and for no other reason. In the sense of, like, learn an art, learn to do something. Like, say, like, you like to paint or you want to paint, and all you're ever going to do is just paint and put this shit in a fucking storage shed in your house somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
It's the joy, like, of doing it, though.
Because there always seems to be, like, well, what is the point of doing this? No one's seeing it. I'm not selling it. I didn't get famous from it. Am I making money from doing this? You know, so it's tough.
Well, that throws back to an article I was reading about intrinsic value and extrinsic value. Things can have intrinsic value. The painting that you paint yourself and you love has no value external to you. you're not going to sell it for $10,000 because it's technically not great, but you love it. So it has intrinsic worth. And people, you know, live on a scale of intrinsic worth to extrinsic values. You know, some people want to quantify everything in the dollars that it brings to you, or the fame or the fortune. And,
right.
And some people can just look at a painting and enjoy it for being a painting and what it is.
Yeah, I had a certain listener of this show tell me something I'm doing wasn't art, and he really kicked me in the balls when he told me that.
Yeah.
Because I had called it art, and he was like, what you're doing is not art.
It is for you. It's the only thing that's important.
That's what I told him. And then I told him to fuck off.
Good for you.
I said, don't make me go nihilistic on your ass.
Yeah, that's Karen, I really think you nailed it almost right off the bat with scope and scale.
Mm.
I mean, I couldn't really have agreed with that more, because it doesn't sound that nihilism in any way is wrong,
mm-mm,
but it doesn't have to lead to despair.
Right.
I get it. When it's something is hard to quantify or qualify, it can have a meaningless feeling. So let's take this, for example. You have a loved one. We'll say it's a father, because I'm a guy and I'm, you know, make this Ian focused. You have a parent. That parent has Alzheimer's disease,
mm-hmm,
and you go to visit them, and then you leave and you say, well, you know, I really don't know what the point of visiting dad is anymore. He doesn't know who I am. After I leave, he doesn't remember that I visited. It's, you know, it's all just fruitless because there's no, you know, memory to seal the, you know, that happened. And it's not, because what you're missing is that in that moment, even though you can't form a memory and that's being robbed from both you and them, in that moment still happened and it was still wonderful. The time you spent together, he was happy. The time that he was in your presence, he was happy. The moment that you shared getting to re-know each other for the 100th time, he was happy. And that is enough, because that's all there is that moment.
Right.
If you believe all this other stuff, which I genuinely do, I absolutely believe Dr. deGrasse Tyson, like, we are recycled star stuff in an infinite ongoing journey, changing from one form to another, sharing our molecules with the universe. This brief instant is all we have. So to feel sadness and to feel joy and to feel exhilaration and to feel fear while we're getting our 15 minutes of existence is what it's all about. Keep doing that. Keep being alive. Keep living your life. Keep experiencing the few seconds that you get here in the cosmic calendar.
Nah.
I was going to say, well said.
Bravo.
And Jared beat me with meh. I think Jared is our nihilist.
It's possible.
But I'm not in despair, and I don't want to die. I want to live forever.
You just nudge slightly on the scale that direction. That's all.
I'm just, yes. Sometimes I will go, when something happens, I'll go, what the fuck does it matter in the long scheme of things?
Yeah, absolutely. It does not. You are correct.
You know. But again, I also like to Ian's thing about, I don't want to talk about Ian's thing. It was beautiful. I don't want to ruin it, but. You know, yeah, whatever you get out of something is good for you.
Yeah,
exactly. All right. So I think I'm going to end it there, because we've got a ton of news things to go over. This isn't news, but it was an opinion article that I thought was very interesting. The article is on the New York Times. It is, Let's Thank the Alabama Supreme Court. She says, I never thought I'd be grateful that the Alabama Supreme Court for anything, but now I am. The decision deeming frozen embryos to be children under state law, she says, it has awakened the American public to the peril of the theocratic future toward which the country has been hurtling. Do you think that's true?
Oh, did this person not forget our short memory spans, though? Like,
right.
You take that into account.
It will fade away, but it did awaken. I did see a wonderful interview with some reporters. And I forget who highlighted this. It could have been John Stewart, or it could have been John Oliver, or it could have been someone else on Late Night that I watched, where our old nemesis, Tommy Tuberville, just the what's happening in Alabama, his home state, which he has no concept of what's going on there, right, at any given time. But you could see him realizing what happened in real time, and he just shifted as the interview went on. Like, he came out and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm so proud of that ruling." And the reporter's like, "Oh, so you're also in favor of, you know, us having large families, which is, you know, drives your anti-abortion stance." He's like, "Oh, you know, life is the most important thing." And she said, "Well, what do you say to all the women that are now robbed of that opportunity because they can't because they can no longer do in vitro fertilization in Alabama because all the unused embryos are counted as humans. So every doctor and every nurse there will be held accountable for murder. What do you say about robbing all these families of an opportunity to expand their families and create this precious life and do all these?" And you see his face sinking as he's panicking. And he's like, "Oh, my God." He's like, "All I thought about was the soundbite that I was shouting into the microphone." And, you know, all these other women are screaming at him in the background about what a piece of shit he is. And he's like, "Yeah, this is tough. I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to think about it and get back to
you. I got
to
go read the bill. It's not a bill. You jerk off."
Yeah.
"What? Huh? Bye."
Yeah.
But yeah, I think to a degree, people are starting to at least be aware of the short-sightedness of these bills and the seeing that there are consequences that they were just seemingly completely unaware of as they just soldier forward, shouting the same propaganda that they've been shouting the whole time. And now they're like, "Oh, crap. Now it's affecting me. Now I have to backtrack, pivot, you know, explain what I've done." So, yeah, this isn't going to fix anything, but some people are more aware. Some people are scared.
That's a good point. I forgot about Tupperville.
I'll tell you this much. No one will be talking about this in November.
Correct. This will have no electoral impact.
Nope.
Not a bit. I just hope that some people have been made more aware of the sacrifices and the impacts on their own lives that these angry, short-sighted religious decisions that they're making, you know, are coming back to bite them. And that's the least, you know, I can appreciate that as a takeaway.
Yeah. Well, I think there's two components to it, though. I mean, the one is that, yeah, the religious right is pushing for, you know, embryonic personhood. But I think the politicians have lost the game a little bit, because an old school Republican would have seen this coming a mile away and known to get ready for it. But the current slate of far right politicians, they just exist in soundbite. They don't think about things. They just go, "Oh, that sounds good," and run with the soundbite. I think you're absolutely right.
They only
have never thought about it.
They only have one job. Only one thing keeps them in their position.
Right.
It's kissing Trump's ass.
Right. It's not governing anymore.
See, and it's not governing at all. That's why when something goes through, they're like, "Oh, I got to work."
Well, and this one kind of snuck up on them a little bit, because is the Alabama Supreme Court. And they're like, "Oh, crap, we got to deal with this. And it's not just a soundbite. Uh-oh, what do we do? How do we do bills?"
I just worked on a 5-page bill to make those shoes that Trump made the official sneaker of America.
Right.
Isn't that what you mouth breathers want?
Right. They're being forced to govern when they're not used to it.
What a pathetic bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Really, man.
Yeah,
they didn't used to be. You are all pathetic fucking assholes who vote for them.
Yep.
I'm going to keep moving. Next follow-up. Alex Jones. We haven't talked about him for a while.
Speaking of bitches.
Yeah. And I didn't read this full article, but my understanding is he stopped paying his attorneys because he doesn't have any money, and they're quitting.
Yep. Today they said, "Hey, we've not been paid, and we would like to not represent him anymore." Evidently,
what were
they
you thinking when you started, idiot?
Exactly. How did you think this was going to go down?
Yeah, I hope you never get paid.
So just as a filler piece, I don't think we talked about him, but he actually proposed paying the parents of those murdered children. He proposed paying them $5.5 million, like, per year, and they went no. Instead of that, in bankruptcy court, how about we liquidate all of your assets and we'll take all of it? Because they were awarded $1.5 billion, and he proposed $5.5 million. What a piece of shit! So his life is worse. Yay!
His lawyers can go hang out with Rudy Giuliani.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, I think when Karen originally told me about this, I was like, "But you? Why did you work for Alex Jones to begin with? I mean, you look at the case. You know you're going to lose."
Oh, yeah.
You should know you're not going to get paid. Seemed clear, but all right.
Yeah, I don't understand any of these, especially like Trump's lawyers, too, who are notoriously don't get paid or go to jail. Like,
well, they were advertising for an appellate court experienced, you know, lawyer to replace Elena Haba. Yeah, she's been filing all the paperwork. They can't find anybody to take the case for his appeal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's going well. He's,
yeah. Alleged billionaire, yeah. Former president of the United States. Nobody is left that will represent him legally.
That
he is lower than the bottom of the barrel. But you're right, Jared. I don't understand what these people are thinking. They're like, hey, here's a celebrity who thinks he's more important than anybody, commits lots of crimes, and is notorious for not paying people. I can't wait to sign up to be on his team.
I mean, unless it's just like an ass-kissing thing to get a job, but it doesn't seem like any of them ever get jobs.
I was going
to
say, jobs pay money. These people are making no money.
Yeah. Like, where's Joe Tapioca? He ain't doing anything special.
Yeah, he bailed. I think he got paid for that one court case, lost it, and went, all right, I'm out. I can see the writing on the wall.
I think he took his upfront $1 million retainer and disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they're all hoping to go to jail like Michael Cohen, come out, write a book, and be a talking head on CNN occasionally. Like, other than that, I do not see the benefit of this.
Well, Elena Haba, I'm pretty sure that's her modus operandi. That's where she's headed, but...
When she's not working at Hooters?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing. These people think that, you know, they can just keep milking this. You know, they can keep using Trump as like a golden calf indefinitely. He dried up ages ago.
Yeah.
I get it that he still has some political clout, but as far as enough to feed other mouths, as far as I'm a possible Michael Cohen in the future, you're not.
No.
The only person we're going to remember is Kelly Clarkson because she won the first American Idol. Everybody else is forgettable. You guys are everybody else.
Mm.
I'm wondering if they're just actually true believers.
Some of them, sure.
Is that about? I mean, I don't know. She doesn't seem that intelligent. But that Elena.
So I don't know what's coming up later, and I don't want to derail the show. But because you said about true believers, did you guys see? Because I don't have a ton of information for this. This is more just chit chatting with my friends. Just Cheese Bro is so fucked.
Oh, he really is. Yeah.
Holy smokes!
Oh, no. I didn't hear anything. Are we talking about this? Because I want to get.
I don't know if it's in here. No, you'll have to look it up, and I'll have to share more information. Just constant perjury. They're digging up all these texts that he didn't submit. That he was like, "Yeah, I totally did it on purpose. I'm super guilty." And they're like, "Did you see that you wrote this?" And he's like, "Oh God, I'm going to jail."
Oh, how is this not fucking like major news?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot in the news recently. He's not a huge story. I mean, and this is the Wisconsin case. It's not the Alabama case. But he's in seriously deep water. I don't think we have it on the show. But yeah, it is fascinating.
Oh, I'm going to take a deep dive tonight. Thanks, Ian. I got something to
sure.
Maybe we'll do a little bit more research and talk about it next week.
I mean, it's not going to get better for him. So
no, I don't think so.
Not next week, but yeah.
So, well, yeah, we're not next week. Hey, we should have done
that. Vacation's canceled. We're talking about Cheese Bro instead. I'll talk about it, podcast audience on my own here.
There you go. So I did want to bring up, actually, I was going to do it in the intro and totally forgot. We will not be around next week to do the podcast unless Jared wants to do, you know, his own little solo. So, yeah, next week is off. I will probably try and throw that in at the end as well. But, all right, next article, moving on to some news stuff. And I went back and forth on this one on how I feel, and I still am, I'm not sure where I land. A federal judge has held an investigative reporter in civil contempt for refusing to divulge her source for a series of stories she did about a Chinese-American scientist who is being investigated by the FBI. The Chinese scientist was never charged. So apparently the Chinese scientist sued the FBI and some other organization because of the defamation, basically. The reporter had false information. What was being reported was that he was leaking sensitive information to the Chinese government, but it was all false. It was a story put out in 2017 by Fox News. So the judge was from the lawsuit of this Chinese guy against the government agencies. And the judge says, I need to know who your source was for these stories because it was all false. And so now the investigative reporter is being fined $100 per day, which apparently it hasn't actually started yet because she has a chance to appeal. But I'm all kinds of torn on this because we've got Fox News and false information, but a reporter being forced to divulge their source. Like, I'm not sure where I land on this.
Yeah, I could see why this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not sure what I don't know who legally is in the right. I need to know that first, and that will heavily influence my opinion.
It's a civil case is the problem. So it's not really a question of law. I mean,
is she required by law to divulge her source?
I don't know.
That's all I'm asking.
I don't know.
I also don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I tentatively am in, you know, support of Herridge. Is that her name? Catherine Herridge?
Herridge, yeah.
Yes.
Herridge. Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't have to take someone down with you, or you don't have to redirect. If the judge is like, hey, tell me who this is or else you're going to be arrested. She's like, okay, take me instead. Sure. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but the point of the scientist, who was female, by the way, the Yanping Chen, who is the Chinese American scientist, she didn't do anything wrong, and she has been disparaged in the courts, and the source of the information is the person that she wants to sue, basically.
I don't care. Sue the reporter for libel. Sue the reporter's company for libel. Sue their parent company for libel
for not double checking the facts. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
See if you could squeeze another bill out of Fox News.
Yeah, I don't see how she would be required under law to divulge that information.
Well, even if it wasn't nothing legit. If I were committing some sort of crime and I had a partner in the crime and I got arrested and I never gave up my partner, of course not.
Mm.
It's not supposed to work. If they didn't betray me, then that's my job.
Yeah, her response should be, snitches get stitches, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I think it goes a little bit further with when you have a journalist not wanting to divulge sources. I mean, that's a fundamental right of the First Amendment is
right.
that the government cannot impinge journalism.
Sure.
So I think I guess I agree. I think the judge is wrong in this for trying to get the source of the information. I mean, the judge should just lay it all on Fox News and the parent company that put out the stories. Now, granted, she actually works at CBS News, but did this story for Fox, which I don't quite understand who was employed where, when kind of thing, but...
Sure.
And but yeah, she was, okay.
Yeah, she recently laid off by CBS News, but the article was done back in 2017, so... I mean, was she laid off because she didn't reveal her sources? I mean... Yeah, the source lied to her, evidently. But yeah, it's interesting.
Speaking of people lying, did we ever talk about that Alexander Smirnoff thing with Hunter Biden?
Yeah, we brought that up.
Maybe that was the week I was off.
Oh, maybe.
Us talking to...
Might have been.
Well, good, you covered it. All right, we don't need to talk about that.
Well, that all boils down to the Republicans. The flimsy little bit of evidence that they had was false, and so that now they've got nothing. And yet they're continuing forward.
Well, of course, Karen. That person Jared just mentioned? I've never even heard of him. I don't think we've met him. He wasn't important to the case in any way.
Oh, see, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing he was important, but a very small portion of it.
Barely, yeah. Sure, we may have taken one picture together. I may have met him once in passing, but I meet lots of people. He's really no one of consequence.
Right. They actually pulled his name out of all the paperwork.
Now, the IRS whistleblower, that person is legit. And he's going to be a smoking gun that's going to blow the lid off the Biden crime family. I mean, the Boebert crime family.
Oh, man, that is a train wreck. Oh, my goodness.
It's a legitimate family of crime.
It really is.
How dare you? How dare you bring her name up?
Shut up, Fetterman.
And talk about her family.
Slap your big bald head fucking across the room.
What is going on with that dude?
He had a massive stroke and his brain is rewritten. I don't know. I don't know what his shtick is, but of course you should target that person who actually did crimes.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
John Fetterman.
Oh, okay.
John Fetterman came out and scolded everybody. How dare you say anything about Lauren and her family? Just because they're committing a bunch of crimes and they're completely out of control. That's a private thing. Leave that poor kid alone. Shut up, John.
All right. So since
go hug Israel.
Since we've transitioned on to Lauren Boebert, I'm going to move this. I don't have an article about her kid. I didn't actually.
We talked about this last week already.
Oh, did we? Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Because he's been 22 charges on identity theft and related stuff. But this week there's something else, and I don't actually have a link in the article, so I'm going to post it on Discord here. Her campaign posted on their Facebook page an image of her washing her feet in a public restroom.
She's going for that foot fetish vote.
I thought she was riding the heels of the He Gets Us commercial over the Super Bowl.
No, because she wrote something along with this, like, when you're wearing high heels all day or something, you gotta, I don't know what she's washing. Why is she washing her foot?
It was something about when you wear heels all day, you have to pay attention to the barking dogs or something to that sort.
Right.
I don't know why you would post this, but don't wash your feet in a public restroom. That's gross.
In her family, that's probably how you do it.
I guess.
I mean, it is gross. I'm not arguing with you on that point.
Some of the comments were amazing, though. One of my favorite was, if you're this type of person and you're publicly taking a whore bath, isn't it just a bath then?
I realize that it's culturally uncommon, but as far as unsanitary, to wash one's feet in the sink as opposed to one's hands? That's totally reasonable. The only concern I would have here is slipping and falling and hurting yourself because you're still wearing one pump or accidentally damaging the sink.
It is disgusting, though.
Because, are you drinking out of public sinks?
Okay, so you're going to go... I understand it's Lauren Boebert and she's probably a little cleaner than your average person. Maybe. Right. I don't know. But you walk into a public bathroom and there's an old gross man washing his foot in the sink. You're going to go use that sink?
Not with him.
He walks away. You're going to use that sink?
You didn't know he was in there. He's long gone. Do you know how many disgusting homeless people into sheets and clean themselves in the sink, and then I go use that sink unknowingly?
I'm sorry, dude.
All of them.
I'm sorry that you do that. I'm saying, you see there's a single sink. You see this man washing his gnarled foot in it. You're going to use the sink. I can't believe this is the argument that we're getting out of this photo. But
I was going to say, because it's not, like, it barely correlates.
Karen Ray, would you use the sink?
I'm getting flashbacks to a Friends episode where the two guys, I don't know what their names are, the two guys that live together, the one is going, well, you know, they're talking about spoons or something. And he goes, well, we use the same bar of soap, and... what's wrong with just putting the spoon away after I use it? It's the same as the bar of soap. And the one goes, well, it's self-cleaning. It's a bar of soap. It's like, well, think about the last place you used the bar of soap and the first place that I used this bar of soap kind of thing. It's like, well, it's a self-cleaning device, but you got to wipe it down. I don't know. It's a weird argument.
Well, again, isn't that what washcloths are for?
Well...
You take the whole bar of soap and rub it on your body. You rub it on the washcloth to create lather. Yeah. Then you wash yourself with the washcloth and you put the bar of soap that everybody uses back.
Right.
Whoa, you don't run that whole raw bar of soap into your butt first crack. That's weird.
First of all, when I use a bar of soap, which I don't use anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Liquid soap exists.
Right. I use a little thing. But when I had a bar of soap, you put the bar of soap directly onto my body because... Who the fuck is sharing a bar of soap with people? Like, you people who live together share with the same soap?
Yes.
Yes.
That's fucking gross.
Not if you use a washcloth.
Right. Well, I hope you're monitoring everybody.
No, but I'm trusting everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I did.
To make an appropriate... If I'm willing to share a bar of soap with someone, I'm willing to trust them to not shove that bar of soap into one of their holes and then offer it.
I mean, granted, I would have to say, like, you all have families and I've only lived with roommates who I would not trust with this.
Sure.
That's a big distinction, sure.
100%, yes. And you're right, now that we have liquid soap, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, that bitch is gross.
I think also, that she is taking hygiene seriously, and I appreciate that.
Also, somebody mentioned she's getting her OnlyFans ready, And I started thinking, I'm like, man, what is the over-under on her doing her OnlyFans when she gets out of fucking Congress?
Well, she's because, not going to win, so yeah, she's got to have a job.
And she would make a shit ton of... I would probably even do that just to see. Because I'm fascinated when famous people do that shit.
Gonna take the under. I think it is unlikely.
Really?
Well, it depends. Mm-hmm. I mean, she can get a job on Newsmax or Fox News, yeah, but just,
she totally can.
The problem is she's not bright. You have to be at least a little bit, you know.
You do not. You can be bright or attractive, and Sarah Palin is fading into non-existence, and younger, hotter Sarah Palin could easily take her place in all of those venues, all of those speaking engagements, all of those talking heads on all of those shows, show up on The Masked Singer. Yeah, it'll be, by the time she's in need of an OnlyFans account, it'll OnlyFans will be over.
OnlyFans will never go away. Shut your mouth.
Distinct possibility. I'll buy that.
I'd have to crunch some numbers, and I'd have to see, because I know some women who make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
I fully agree. What's that young lady from The Sopranos? She's the OnlyFans. Chris's partner in the show.
Drea DiMatteo or something.
Yeah, sure. I read articles every day. She's like, that site saved my life. I'm making so much money. You know, I was in debt and I'm out now and everything's great. And I'm like, all right. But so, yeah, I'm also curious when celebrities do that. But usually it's kind of like a mid to low grade grift.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's a tight wet T-shirt here or there. It's a, you know, bending over in a tank top here or there. It's always leans more towards lewd than anything.
Talking about Drea, yes, her OnlyFans sucks.
Well, I'm talking about her. I'm talking about, there have been other her tier celebrities. Was that Brad from the Disney Channel? She was dating Kardashian's ex-husband. She's a cokehead train wreck. Bella Thorne.
Never heard of her.
She was an ex-Disney person. Mm. Who's the least famous Kardashian? The oldest sister. She has an ex-husband who's a creepy pedophile. And after they got divorced, he was... Nope, not Chloe, the other one. The one who's married to Travis Barker now. I can't think of her name. Nope. She's still... Kim is the famous one.
Certainly not
this
Kim.
This game is no fun, Josh. Anyway, it's usually a grift. It's usually to pull in a quick, you know, 2 to 5 mil and then disappear.
That's a good question, Josh. Why do you know more than one fucking Cardassian? That is...
They're super famous.
I love that you're all calling them Cardassians for the Star Trek fans.
I know. I always get those two words mixed up.
I don't know if Josh was just fucking with you.
No, he was being funny. He did not misspell it.
All right, I'm going to hit some more of these things here because we've used up a lot of time. Missouri, the Missouri GOP candidate for governor. This guy's something. He says, don't worry, I was only an honorary KKK member.
No!
Yes! I wonder if he won, or, you know, for the GOP. Is Missouri today?
I don't know if Missouri is today or not. I did not check it. But there's a couple images of him standing alongside members of the KKK. He's not wearing a white sheet, but he's given a Nazi salute in front of a burning cross.
Yeah!
So he said that he did attend a 2019 private religious Christian identity cross lighting ceremony. It was,
yes!
It was falsely described.
Who hasn't walked into one of those?
It was falsely described as a cross burning. So, and right. I was only there in an honorary member.
Yeah.
So clearly.
Curious. That picture is clearly cropped in a suspicious way. That's clearly the burning letter T. The rest of it spells out treat everyone with kindness.
Trump. You know, I was thinking the other day about all these honorary Nazis and all the Nazis at the CPAC and everything.
Mm.
And how it must be very confusing to be a neo-Nazi these days and also be hanging out with the Republican Party because of their staunch love for Israel so much. Mm.
Sure.
Like, that must be very, very confusing to be not on the Palestinian side in this situation when you're a Nazi, but also be a Republican.
Right. And with the whole Jared Kushner situation where the, you know, the daughter of your idol is married to a bona fide Jew.
And she converted.
And she converted and is bringing the children up in the faith. So that's got to be weird.
So it's our show. Part of the story is that it's not clear whether or not the Missouri Republican Party can reject McClanahan. That's this guy's name. Yeah, what's his full name? I had it in the thing. His Daryl Leon McClanahan III.
That sounds racist already.
Well, it's got the word Klan in it.
Yeah.
So the Republican Party
can't write that.
May not be able to reject him at this point, but the funny thing is, if you look back at the Democratic Party in Missouri, refused to accept the filing fee of a Representative Sarah Unsicker, who had previously stated her intention to run as governor as Democrat. Unsicker was blacklisted after touting her friendship with an alt-right troll who had a history of anti-Semitism, and then after touting that friendship, began spouting her own anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. And the Democrats went, no, you're not running for governor as a Democrat. Meanwhile, in the Republican Party, this guy has images with the Klan, declares he was an honorary member of the Klan.
And they're okay.
Still on the ballot.
Yep. And you see, he's not just on the ballot, but he is the he sits atop the Missouri's gubernatorial ballot. He's winning.
Great.
Yep.
This does not shock me in any way.
No.
No, I love every part of this. There's not a thing about this that I don't enjoy. This, I mean, it's just, I know change is a very slow and grinding process, but while we're waiting for the change, I'm just like, I'm curious how many more, like, I get it that the Republicans get all jazzed up about this guy. They're like, yeah, look, he's at the top. This is a Republican primary. Your party is a steaming pile of shit and nonsense. If you think this guy is going to bring it home in the general election, you're as dumb as I think you are. Know that, Republicans. Mm. You're as dumb as I think you are, and I think you're stupid as hell and greedy as hell and short-sighted as hell and cowardly as all get out. There is no way this guy's politics and bullshit flies with people outside of the Republican Party.
No.
It barely works inside of the Republican Party.
Well, not when you're so overt about it.
But why is he at the top of the gubernatorial ballot then? Why is he winning? That's the really scary part, is that a plurality of the Republicans in Missouri are like, okay, we're all right with this guy. Yeah. This guy.
Meanwhile, in social media, thanks for bringing this up, Joshua. On social media, when this stuff was brought up, McClanahan said, the Missouri GOP know exactly who I am.
Mm. Oh.
He then followed up with, what a bunch of anti-white hypocrites.
Because you know what it is? It's another thing, too. It's definitely an extension of Donald Trump.
Mm.
It's the ability of the Republican Party to never admit making a mistake. They can never admit to making a fucking mistake. Ever. Oh, we had this guy giving us Hunter Biden news turn out to be a fucking Russian plant? Well, that sucks. Well, we still think we have evidence, but he's no good. They can't even say shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's that, I don't know if it's sunken cost or if it's just, I don't ever want to admit I'm wrong. So maybe this guy was spouting up all the great shit that they wanted to hear. Brown people are coming to get you. Joe Biden's gasoline's $8 a gallon. You know, everything that they love. And then they found that he was a Nazi and they're like, ah, shit. Well, I'm just going to choose to ignore that. Like,
maybe nobody will notice.
Right. But meanwhile, I mean, like, I'm not saying that Democrats are perfect.
Mm-mm.
We already went down Kristen Sinema. John Fetterman's been a big letdown, you know.
Well, he's only slightly disappointed, and I kind of disagree with him. But
right.
John's nemesis in the Senate? That fucking scumbag who steals gold bars from Egypt.
Right. Yeah, I was just about to, but again, we have asked for that guy to resign. Like, we're like, yes, you're fucked up and you're going to, you know, I know you got a chance before, but nobody heard about it back then, apparently.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like, same thing with fucking Al Franken. I'm like, ah, shit. One little photo, you're out, bro. You're out. Like, they can't admit. They just can't go. It's that same thing with fucking cops. Like, why can't you admit that there's good cops and bad cops? And the bad cops should fucking go. But it's an all or nothing thing. They all got to stay. Everybody's perfect.
Right.
Yep. Got to double down.
Right. It's what you were referencing before. It's the same thing where you would like, because you're like a reasonable, decent human being, you would think that when they have these massively conflicting ideals, that it would impact them in some way. They just dismiss it. Just out of hand. Who gives a shit if we both love Nazis and love Israel? Like, who gives a shit if we're Christians, but we support Trump, who is actively opposed to everything we claim to love? Like, it just doesn't matter. All they have to do is win.
Mm.
They don't, it doesn't matter if they're hypocrites. It doesn't matter if they're liars. It doesn't matter who is corrupted or hurt on the way there. Just know that they won and their enemies lost.
Yeah.
Again, because we've talked about these other conservative pundits and people who menace our friends on Twitter and shit. Like, there's that at least two that I can't think of off the top of my head, and the other side I can kind of think of. Like, yeah, how can you be black and pro-Trump? Mm. How can you be a gay guy like Milo or the other guy and be, you know, buddy-buddy with the right? I don't know. Like, it blows my mind. But there's so many things like that. I don't know how you can be both homosexual and religious.
True.
They hate you. They wake up every day and work every day until the minute they wake up to the minute they go to bed to try to destroy you and everything that makes you an individual. And you're like, yeah, I do love God. This is the best.
Well, sure. I mean, that.
Sure. Enjoy.
I can understand saying, like, how are you active with the fucking church if you're gay?
Mm.
But, like, if you're a believer and you're gay, well, man, that's something you got to square yourself. But, like, mm-hmm. you know, that's got to be a tough one to swallow. But, like, then going and actively helping these people, that's a whole different story. But
yeah,
as far as, like, a Milo thing, that's clearly money. But if you're, yeah. like, if you're just a gay guy and you're not making money off of this and you're a Republican, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you.
I have no idea.
Yeah, like,
it's a mind blower.
Yeah. yeah. But
or if you're a woman and support any Republicans. I mean, there was somebody was interviewing people on the street, and the guy was asked, can you support Nikki Haley? And he goes, no, women should not be in positions of power. They should be at home and not have jobs. So I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to a degree, I get it, because I'm not helping either, but at least I'm not actively working against you. So at least how about some apathy?
Yeah. Yeah.
But see, now this makes me always wonder in a hypothetical. One day, Trump just has a liar moment on Mike and is just like, I don't give a fuck about any of you. And I'm really only doing this for a couple reasons. One, to get out of these indictments. And I really love power. And I like it when people bring me Diet Cokes in the fucking Oval Office. And I really just want to crush everybody. And I just want to be all powerful. But if you vote for me, your neighbor who's a liberal is going to be really, really upset. So you should vote for me. You know?
That's and enough.
We share some values together. We all hate black people. And we all, you know, I mean, you know, I technically don't give a shit about gays. You guys have a problem with that. But I really don't. So, yeah, vote for me. I'm probably going to, like, drive this country into the ground and make you more poor. And I'm going to make all my rich friends richer. Mm. Vote for me. Would that move the needle an inch? And
no.
A fucking centimeter. Would it move it at all?
No.
I mean, in all seriousness.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, he has already been on the stage and said, I love the poorly educated. They're the ones who elect me. He said that in public, in front of people, and everybody went, hey, they're talking about me.
But if he came out and said, I love the poorly educated because they don't know that I'm fucking them over and I love that they're voting for me, would that stop them?
No.
I don't think so.
No, we're in full cult mode at this point. There is nothing Dear Leader can do wrong.
That is fucking bonkers. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
If the first policy that he announced... But we're just going to go total fantasy here and assume that he's interested in governing and going to announce policies. And he said, the first thing I will do as president, even before I get revenge on Biden and all my enemies, is I am going to send out the military and I am going to have them burn to ash every trailer park in the United States while the people are still in there. Every person who lives in a trailer park will sign up and vote for Trump. Guaranteed. It will not make one tiny dent in these people's flash of existence.
Sure. Like, if he was just like, those things are a total eyesore, and I can't fucking stand them, so start thinking about moving now, because I am burning them all down to the ground.
Absolutely. Yep. If you're in there when I get there, too bad. If you're gone, too bad. Can we get some money to move somewhere else? Nope, that's socialism. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
They'd be like, can't wait to vote for this guy. He's going to save America. He's going to get rid of all the 30 trailer park people like me.
What about, you know, the only thing, he hates dogs. Would that be a bridge too far? If he said, I want you all to take all of your dogs to the pound and ask them to be put to sleep. This I command of you.
They'd do it.
You think?
Yep.
A bunch would. I don't know about.
Yep. Whole bunch.
What is the psychological, what causes that?
I mean, you have to investigate cult behavior.
Right.
But is it really even cult? I mean, like, because we've seen people, like, even prior to Trump, burn their Nikes and throw their Keurig fucking coffee machines over the railings. Like, you know, it's, you know, all of a sudden they all love gas stoves.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is that?
Like, it's what we were talking about at the head of the show. It's the quest for purpose. Mm. It's the quest for my life to mean something more. I'm part of something bigger than myself. I'm going to have a lasting legacy by contributing to this great idea. And that makes them feel less nihilistic. And it makes them feel like they've achieved something when in fact they've done nothing
but make the world
worse.
Wow. Mm.
Yes.
Right.
Good correlation. Wow. That's really, yeah.
Good callback.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
That could explain the cop thing, too.
Sure.
The unending devotion to all... Well, I also know, like, you know, supposedly, if you rat on a fucking cop, then every cop hates you.
Sure.
Granted, I'm getting that from movies and TV shows.
No, you're not wrong. The thin blue line is absolutely legitimate.
Yeah. I think there are good cops out there that will not follow.
Yeah, 100%.
But they're outnumbered, so...
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, they have so much power and it's just so easy.
Well, it's part of the indoctrination process to make sure that you believe that.
Yeah.
If they drag me out of my house and start kicking me in my lawn and I'd say, oh my God, what are you doing? Why are you hitting me? They'd say, oh, he is getting verbally aggressive. That's resisting. Hmm. And beat me harder. And they'd get off.
Yeah.
100% not guilty. They can do anything they want and they won't let go of that. Neither would I. I don't blame them.
Power. Power's.
Yeah.
Power's cool.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
All right. We're running along. I'm going to plow through these state things real quick here.
Yeah.
Okay.
First, National Center for Science Education has a very teeny little article. Good news in Oklahoma. What's the good news? Three bills that were written up died before they could be voted on. They hit the deadline and the bills didn't pass their committee.
Yay.
The Senate Bill 1871 would have required any public or charter school teacher who teaches evolution to also provide instruction to students in the concepts of creationism and intelligent design.
Ugh.
Then the other two bills were in the House in Oklahoma. Both were built off of the Freedom of Religious Expression Act, would have permitted teachers to teach and discuss the theory of intelligent design. So, yes, good. None of these three got out of committee.
Yay.
Phew.
Not that Oklahoma did anything. It was all bad, but they let these die from inaction. So, all right,
they went, good. That's too far.
way less good in Arizona. The GOP has advanced a bill legalizing killing undocumented migrants if there is a suspicion of trespassing on your property. So...
Oh, my... See, that's another one, man. You've got to think that through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what if I kill somebody I thought was a migrant on my property, but they weren't?
Suspicion of trespassing. It's all you need.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought he was. He was brown.
Then you're fine. According to this law, you're fine.
So the premises is defined in the bill to mean any property or structure, occupied or not. The bill expands the existing doctrine from home intrusion to a home or property intrusion. So if somebody is just on your property, you're free to shoot them.
On your vast, where your cattle graze, for example.
Right. That's your property. Yeah. They're on your premises. Therefore, you felt threatened and you suspected they were an undocumented migrant. There you go.
Shoot them.
Good luck with that, Arizona.
Another state I fucking can't go to.
Yeah, they're it's a state I want to go to, so I'm hesitant to put them on the enemy list, but they're inching ever closer.
It probably won't pass, you are correct, Hypatia, but yikes.
Yeah, to even propose a feel free to murder whoever you want, Bill. And again, this is another... We'll get to it later. I don't want to dive into anything. I've already caused the show to be way too long.
No, but it is another instance of something going on that doesn't help anybody.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's just mayhem and blood and murder for these fucking people. And doing things to... And doing awful things to people. It's never... Tell me a Republican that has proposed a bill that helps a fucking person.
Right. Yeah. And for context, this was based on an actual case. George Allen Kelly, an Arizona rancher, was accused of killing a migrant on his property. And people went, oh, that should be allowed. And now it won't get passed. The governor of Arizona currently is, I forget her first name, but Katie Hobbs, who is a Democrat. She will not pass this, but depends. They're trying.
How big of a hold does the GOP have on the Congress?
Not a veto-proof
okay,
majority.
There you go.
For all the crazy, crazy nonsense that comes out of Arizona, it's surprisingly even.
Mm.
Like, it's surprisingly purple. So,
So GOP needs to keep pushing their abortion stuff so that it can be a little less red.
I guess. It's just crazy. Yeah. Jared's right. How do you not even propose... How do you propose a law like this and think, that's a good idea? That'll never hurt me.
I mean, yeah. If you were an Amazon driver... Or, goddamn, even the mailman in fucking Arizona, would you be like, I gotta get out of this job. I'm gonna get fucking killed one of these days.
If right. you have any you're... sort of dark skin, yes.
Yeah.
If you're how many times I think about this in real estate, where sometimes I go to a person's house or somebody's watching me as I'm going to a house to, like, to take pictures or something like that, and I'm fumbling with the fucking lock and I'm doing all this shit. I'm like, one of these days, one of these fucking nut jobs could shoot me. Or I'm gonna walk up to the wrong fucking house, and the guy's gonna shoot me through the fucking door.
Yep, absolutely. I don't like to encourage that sort of nervousness, but I'm fearful of that sort of stuff all the time. I totally get it. This idea that we're just living in this post-apocalyptic wasteland and we're in constant fear for our lives, and just legions of violent migrants are invading our country, murdering everybody in their path, just destroying everything. And if anybody even comes a knock on your door, if someone calls the store where I work and say, I need someone to come on site to my home and fix my computer. When I go to their house, I will ring the doorbell and I will move back from their door to the public sidewalk and announce myself when they open the door. There's no waiting on their porch. There's no smiling with... I am as far from them as possible because I know that I can easily be, you know, viewed as a trespasser and shot. Stand your ground.
Mm.
Shall not be infringed.
Crazy. And you're white dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I know that I've got tons of social armor.
Yeah.
But I also know
it's not complete
that it
armor.
Only takes one bullet to penetrate that armor.
Right. Yep.
Right. I mean, like, yes, I understand my odds are probably a little better, but I also live in an area with not a lot of black people, and I know these people want to shoot people.
Mm.
So I think my only saving grace, because someone was like, well, you're dressed like a real estate agent, but I don't dress like a real estate agent. I dress like a Trump supporter. So I guess that's another plus on my side.
All right. I'm going to hit some of these other things. West Virginia lawmakers, I think it's the state house, passed a bill allowing religious exemptions for school vaccine requirements. Strangely enough, West Virginia was one of very few states that did not have religious exemptions for vaccines. But looks like they might soon.
Yeah, it's going good. So well for Florida.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Pay attention, people.
Mm-hmm.
From the Sun Sentinel, for some reason this is now paywalling me and it wasn't earlier, Florida is adding the school chaplains thing. It's a copy-paste from Texas. Yeah.
Of course they are.
In light of the fact that, you know, it's going so well in Texas. Oh, wait.
Right.
It's not. And in Indiana, there's a call for action. Senate for Inquiry has a call for action for Indiana to vote against HB 1137, which would require public schools to allow students to leave school to receive religious instruction off school grounds during the school day upon written notice from the student's parents.
Is it like
they
in...
are...
Whoa. Can you rewind this one more time?
Sure.
There's too many moving parts, and I got lost halfway through.
So if a student's parent gives them a written note,
yes,
they will be allowed to leave school to receive religious instructions off of school grounds during the school day.
Sure.
In lieu of what? I mean, they're going to do that instead of history class or instead
science.
Of gym?
Science.
As long as that note absolves the school of responsibility for that child's safety, go fucking nuts.
Well, the Center for Inquiry says that, you know, public schools are supposed to provide a broad-based education, not serve the religious purposes of a particular religion. And yeah, the way that it's stated is as long as the student has the note, it doesn't matter what they class they're missing.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
Oh, I deeply disagree.
Yeah, what? I mean,
well, you're disadvantaging the children.
Stupid. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. I don't know. What could you possibly need to take a child out of class for that you couldn't teach them on Sunday?
Right.
But, you know, shit, they let these homeschoolers do whatever they want with their kids, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. That's not the responsibility of anybody but the family. I mean, the teacher can leave a packet and say, here's the work you missed. Please take this home and do it while you're, you know, when you're done receiving your extracurricular education. Okay, I just because it's for churchy stuff, I don't see it as any different than any other perfectly excused dismissal. Like, I don't need anybody's permission to take my kid on a vacation coming up next week.
I swear I kind of even remember kids doing that when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, I said, I'm taking my son. He's not your son. What do I need to do? And they're like, I don't know, just take him. I was like, good.
Did you guys have a thing? Like, I swear there was like, every so often, like, a group of kids, and this was definitely religious-related, would leave the school during the day. Not every day, but, like, I don't know, like, maybe once every couple of months, and they would go to some kind of church-related thing during the day, like a CDC. What is a CDC? Now I have to look this up.
CDC.
Are you sure you don't mean CCD? Mm.
Maybe CC. What is CCD?
It's Catholic.
That's some sort of Catholic educational.
Catholic communion?
But, or, you know... Right, it's CCD. It prepares them for some next stage in Catholicism.
Oh, okay, so that's probably what it was. Yeah, and they would leave during the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't bring it into the school. Go nuts!
All right, I
missed the whole year.
I get your point. I see what you're saying.
Send them to a yeshiva. Is that what they were? Or yeshiva? So they don't know nothing.
Yeah,
they know how to. They know how to do fundamentalist nonsense, and they don't know how to read, write, add. Yeah, fuck them.
It's a confraternity of Christian doctrine, so it's preparing you for your acceptance into the church, CCD.
So just to back to the Indiana thing, to make you not like this a little bit more, though, House Bill 1137, the same bill to allow students to leave school, they have also amended chaplains. Chaplain provision. They now made the 13th state to consider school chaplains.
But
this,
it's just so. What? We're just sliding backwards.
Yeah. Idiocracy. Yep.
Meanwhile, KTISD, the school board in Texas, has rejected the use of chaplains as guidance counselors for their school district. They cited separation of church and state concerns.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's like 10? I'm not sure. I haven't really been keeping track. Different school districts that have been like, yeah, no, we're not going to adopt that.
I mean, good. I mean, but as somebody pointed out, it's a suburb of Houston. I mean, we are not just increasing, we are vastly increasing the divide between the educated and the uneducated, well, the left and the right, the haves and the have-nots. I mean, they're making it worse. How about we just equally educate everybody? It's bad enough right now, the dichotomy between good schools and bad schools. Now you're actually changing the curriculum and you're going to have you know, stupid instruction and good instruction. Gah.
But Karen, if I can't keep everybody divided and fighting amongst themselves, how can I take all their money and be in charge?
But again,
you're a real buzzkill.
And I know we've talked about this before, but and again, I don't see how this does not open you up to fucking massive problems.
It does.
Where, what if a Jewish kid goes to that school and it's like, well, I want a rabbi guidance counselor, you know?
Mm.
And they love the Jews now, at least in theory.
For the moment.
I mean, I wasn't going to use a Muslim because I know that would never happen. But again, a case can be brought. You'll be having cases. And we all know the satanic church will probably love to get in on this.
Oh, they'll be on it, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's just getting your foot in the door and just being like, well, you know, once we get this one, we can turn all the rest of them down.
Right.
Exactly. Got to just keep chipping away and never give up.
Yeah.
50 years in the future, you'll see Roe versus Wade disappear into the night.
Last couple of things under politics, and maybe I should have put this up ahead, but we're running out of time severely. Mm. The Supreme Court has basically secured that they are indeed in Trump's pocket. Two rulings, just this week, they decided that they were going to hear the argument that the president can be completely immune from criminal prosecution unless he has been impeached. And they decided that all states must have Trump on their ballot.
Yeah.
I agree with that one. I'm sorry.
I don't understand it at all. You have the Republican mantra as being the states need to have rights, their own rights, and the federal government is overstepping their bounds. And
I'll tell you why. Because they're going under the 14th Amendment, which is the Insurrection Act.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He has not been
charged.
What is the word I'm looking for?
Convicted.
Convicted.
Right, of being a insurrectionist. Yeah. Two, that goes through, then I feel like every state is going to start doing crazy bullshit, like the red states pulling off fucking Democrats for dumb shit, and it's just like a whole ball of wax. I am perfectly fine with keeping them on the ballot. As much as I would love Trump to be off every ballot, like, I feel like that one's just a little too far.
Mm.
I mean, don't know. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, the problem is that you cannot, the Department of Justice, there is no statute for insurrection. It is something that only can be charged by the Congress. So he can't be charged by, you know, the Department of Justice with insurrection. So it's an unwinnable argument.
Well, I think what they're doing is making it so that none of their people can be charged because Congress is Republican. They've done everything they can to cheat and make sure that the House never goes back, or well, specifically the Senate, the Congress never goes back to Democratic hands. So if that's the case, then as long as Congress doesn't impeach somebody, then you can't be charged. You can't.
Right.
Well, that's for the immunity case.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying about the Colorado thing, but he instigated his insurrection. Like, sure, he hasn't been charged.
But as of right now, that is your opinion. Right?
Right. What Karen's saying is it can only ever be an opinion.
Mm. So they said that, but who's. Okay, but where is he getting charged for the insurrection thing?
He isn't.
Nowhere.
One of these states is on insurrection charges, isn't it?
I don't believe so.
Nope.
Okay, now I need a rundown of all his fucking cases. Stormy Daniels.
I mean, there's election interference down in Georgia.
Okay, there's Stormy Daniels, which is New York.
Right.
There's the stolen documents case.
Right. And there's the January 6th instigation, basically, case.
Okay, but that's the one that would to make him an insurrectionist, right?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
So I hear what you're saying, but what I'm hearing is without an official declaration from some organization that is controlled by Trump, what he did is fine.
I don't know how you quantify it though in an official. How do you make it official?
There is a statute. It is code 2383 18 Code U-2383 Rebellion or Insurrection. There is a federal crime, but I don't know that anybody has been charged with that.
Okay, but we've established that he's not, right?
Yeah, I don't believe so.
The J6 thing is something a little different.
Right.
So how do you remove him from the ballot if there's no actual court case on it?
Oh, because you have evidence, and you can use your eyes and your ears and your brain and watch what happened, and then as a state, you can decide that that's unacceptable because he caused an insurrection. And then you can move on to the next state, and then
but
they
like
can decide.
Like Jared said, that can be totally abused per state.
Sure. Well, now that we didn't do that, they're not going to do anything shady.
That's a good point. Whew. Yeah,
we dodged that bullet.
I mean, the question then comes back to, what about the people who weren't allowed to take office after the Civil War? Were they all charged with insurrection? Were there court cases for them? Were they found guilty of insurrection against the United States? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, that's a good question, because that's the whole reason that there is the 14th Amendment.
Right, right. That's what started
it. But I feel like that one was, like, easier to go. Like, well, yeah, we know you were...
we actually had a civil war over this.
Yeah, we had a war, dude.
Again, Trump was recorded. We have him inciting the people who then attacked the Capitol.
Okay, but then you have half the country saying that that was not an insurrection.
It was Antifa, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was an FBI plan. Right. It was...
So, just to be clear, you don't have half the country. You have 60% of the Republican half of the country. We have eyewitnesses. We have video evidence. We have documentation. We have the people who were killed, the officers that were killed. We have the hundreds of people that have been arrested for what occurred that day.
Oh, you
so
mean,
I don't
you
know
mean,
how you square
you mean the hostages.
Go ahead. Yes.
I mean, that's. I mean, I'm just. Yeah. Ian, first of all, I'm not disagreeing with you. Mm. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like there needs to be something more official than that. Like, than that. Like, I get it, but then you have people in our government who are like, "No, that's not what happened," and you go, "Well, yes, it did," and they go, "Well, no, it didn't." Like,
yeah. I mean, I guess on that vein, I don't know why we have the 14th Amendment. This alleged civil war that you guys are talking about happened a long time ago, and I don't even think it really happened. It was really just a misunderstanding about states' rights. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, there's people saying that, too.
Yeah. I mean, cool, there, it's resolved.
I mean, I feel like you're getting front.
There was massive backlash on Twitter.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I understand what you're saying.
I wish there was something more concrete, then I'd be like, yes, that makes more sense. But what
I'm asking is, what's more concrete than it physically actually happening?
A court of law or something saying it.
I mean, there is, he has not been charged with the actual, there is a statute. Whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be convicted under this law. Blah, 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 blah. The statute exists, and he's not been charged with it because he incited. Okay. Insurrection. He did not participate in insurrection, is my guess.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm seeing the difference here. Okay.
That's my guess. I don't know. But I mean,
well, this sucks the stat-
but the statute even starts with whoever incites, sits on foot, assists, or engages in. So I don't know. I don't know why he hasn't been charged.
That's the real question.
Yeah.
Total side note. Couldn't we have done all this shit way earlier? God damn these fucking Democrats.
Yeah, it takes too much time. I would agree with that.
Yeah. This should have been all started on day one.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. We have gone way too long. I think I'm going to call it there unless you guys have something else you want to do this week.
No.
No, yeah. I'm good.
Okay. Don't do your cruise.
So wrap it up. I want to start by thanking those of you who joined us this week. Just Joshing, Hypatia, and Hessian Gixon. We appreciate all the comments and the feedback and the internet links when we can't get them right away. If you enjoy the podcast, there are several ways you can support it. You could join them, sign up on our Patreon page. You can share the podcast on social media, and I've seen that happen a few times, so I really do appreciate that. Or you can leave a review for us on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you happen to listen. If you want to contact us again, you can do so on the Facebook page like Mike did this week, and we had quite a discussion about that. Or you can tweet at ProfaneArg. Also, I'd like to encourage people to check out other shows on the soon-to-be-named network. It is a podcasting network. You can find all the shows at soon-to-be-named-network.com. Again, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Ray.
I'm Karen.
I'm Jared.
This is Ian.
Thank you. Good night. And may your God be with you.